Well, another heritage issue, this time it's nowhere near Fed Square. In fact, it's not even on land. It's in water down at Black Rock. You probably know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Cerberus wreck that sits in the water off Black Rock. And you might ask, what does 4,000 tonnes of concrete have to do with the wreck of a ship? Well, you're about to find out. John Rogers is fleet engineer, president of the Friends of the Cerberus Inc. John Rogers, welcome.
G'day, Alex.
So can you join the dots for us? 4,000 tonnes of concrete and a disintegrating hull in the waters off Black Rock.
Well, it's a crazy solution. There's a far better solution which would actually work.
But what are we actually talking about? The idea is to pour the concrete into the wreck?
Yeah, 200 plus trucks of concrete mixers rolling down. Pouring their contents into Cerberus, and the aim is to, well, they say it's going to preserve the ship, but it'll do the exact opposite.
Now, who's they?
They? Well, Bayside Council. They're doing it for public liability reasons, safety reasons, which is understandable, but it's using a hammer to kill an ant. It's just overboard.
Can we just take this back one step for people who are not familiar? How long has the Cerberus been there and what sort of a state is it in? Because I know it used to be a really popular dive spot, but it's now off limits, isn't it, to people?
Yeah, well, scuttled there in 1926, and until 1993 it just looked like it had always looked, albeit missing the top deck and funnel.
Which was actually sold for scrap, I think, wasn't it, before
well,
it was
they tried to sell it for scrap, and it was just too hard to scrap. It was too tough to cut up. Used too much oxy gas to cut it up. So it was sold as a breakwater to the yacht club. They couldn't pay for it, so the Sandringham City Council bailed them out. And it was quite safe until 1993 when it collapsed. Now it's quite jagged underneath, and it's the gun turrets are likely to collapse, and that would bring down the whole ship. The idea of the concrete is supposedly to stop it collapsing, but as the concrete won't go under the turrets, it won't support the turrets, which Bayside admits, and therefore they still will collapse.
So what do you think is a better solution?
Far superior is to inject polyurethane just under the gun turrets. It comes in within the budget. It would support the turrets, and it would more than support the turrets because you could then put the guns back on, which you can't do with the concrete solution. And the concrete costs way more than the available funds.
So I've got a question that is going to make it very clear how stupid I am when it comes to anything to do with engineering, but how would you even pour concrete underwater?
Oh, well, it can be done. I accept that they can do it. I think you just pour it in. Maybe there's a special mix or something. We're not debating it can be done.
And polyurethane, same thing?
Polyurethane's been used before since the 1960s in ships, both undersea, under the water. The US Navy uses it to bring up wrecks from the bottom of the, well, not wrecks, sunken ships. So that's not a problem. And it comes in within budget. It's environmentally safe. It's reversible. The concrete can never be got out of the ship. And that's something you never do heritage-wise. If you're conserving a vessel or anything, you don't do something that's not reversible. And the polyurethane is reversible.
So this is now a debate between what yourselves and the council. What's the decision-making process?
Well, they want to do it. Heritage Victoria, the real villains here, because they're supposed to protect our heritage and they've given it the go-ahead. They've rejected on the basis of, they say, cost. Ours is cheaper than the concrete solution. It's within budget. They say it's environmentally risky. It's not. You can use this polyurethane with drinking water. It's environmentally safe. It won't affect anything except support the turrets, and you can get it out eventually. So Heritage Victoria's got a lot of questions to answer as why, when they're supposed to protect our heritage, are they allowing it to be destroyed? You put 2,000 or 4,000 tonnes of concrete in the ship, it's going to go down. It's not going to just sit there, it'll settle.
Is it actually serving any purpose at all?
Well, it may serve as a breakwater. I'm not sure. There's no boats moored behind it anymore. It would certainly serve as a reef. Now, whether the concrete makes the water too alkaline for that, I don't know, but the polyurethane won't affect that.
So where do you now sort of try? I mean, obviously you're starting a bit of a public campaign, but is there any opportunity to have the decision subject to a better debate or at least a debate?
Well, no, the decision once made by Heritage Victoria is not open to appeal. The reasons they gave us for knocking it back are just ludicrous. We gave them a quote, indicative quote, to show that it was under budget and they've knocked it back on cost. We gave them the data sheet for the material showing it's environmentally safe and can be used with drinking water, and they say there's environmental risk. They say it won't support the turrets. It will. They say it hasn't been used in marine environments. It has. It's just, did they read our submission? I don't think they did.
Well, John, you've made lots of allegations there about the process, so I think we will attempt to get Heritage Victoria on to talk about it. Do you have any time frame for when this concrete pour is meant to happen?
Oh, as soon as they can get round to it. I mean, they're probably going full speed ahead.
It's a lot of concrete.
Know. Yeah.
All right.
I know.
Well, John, thanks for telling us about it, and we will follow up. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
John Rogers there, president of the Friends of the Cerberus.